There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America, do you think about the potential of what could happen in the wake of yet another church suffering after 9 people were gunned down in cold blood? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is one of those sacred cows, I'm sorry, when you mess with the sanctity of whatever religion somebody chooses to practice and go into that house of worship and you kill people for whatever the reason is in your head, it is outrageous. It is nefarious. It is beyond any words I could possibly utter on this radio show. Security experts have been saying this for a while, that more churches will be targeted due to the nature of the overwhelming openness of so many to invite strangers and people in to become part of the family. You don't know who's going to walk in those doors, which leads to some churches actually locking churches during the day, where it used to be something you really didn't do for the most part. The sad part of the story is the people that were lost. The nine lives. The reason, in one sense, is unimportant. It's just another lousy day for America. Another chance lost for who knows what reason. At least this suspect was caught. At least the suspect was caught because a florist saw his haircut and realized, this is the guy. This is the shooter. And immediately jumped on the phone line and alerted the cops. So they were able to stop him. I mean, stop him after it all had happened, but at least get him. Real shocker. How'd you like to be a man who thought you were in a very solid marriage, had a grown son, had a wife who seemingly was happy, only to find out that not only should she help two murderers escape prison, but she was going to drive the getaway car and drive them to your house where they would kill you. So the spouse of the woman who gave the tools and helped the two in upstate New York escape is in utter shock. Joyce Mitchell is the wife. Lyle is the husband. They both worked as instructors at the Clinton Correctional Facility. The husband was just stunned learning that she was discussing with two inmates that she wanted him to be killed. So David Sweat and Richard Matt are missing. They have been missing since June 6th, they're on the U.S. Marshals' 15 Most Wanted Fugitive list right now. Hopefully somebody sees them and they get closer. But Joyce Mitchell, I think, stunning the husband when he found out that she wanted to have him killed. She's accused of giving the inmates hacksaw blades, other tools, you all know the story by now, to cut through their cells and a steam pipe and get beyond the prison walls. It worked. She was going to be the getaway driver, but she backed out. She was getting close to the guys while she was working with them in the prison tailor shop. And she was discussing killing her husband, and that was it. Then the light bulb went off. And these two guys aren't that dumb. Oh, we'll get her involved. We'll get out of this prison. And it's going to be through her help. And that's exactly what happened. So lawyers are starting to talk. The husband, Lyle Mitchell, has a lawyer who said that his client was shocked by word of the plot and that Joyce Mitchell had told her husband she couldn't go through with it. Oh, man, this could have been even worse. It already is terrible. We're now into day 14. Day 14 of these two guys roaming around. Sweat was serving a life sentence without parole in the killing of a sheriff's deputy. Matt was doing 25 years to life for the kidnapping, torture, and hacksaw dismemberment of his former boss. I mean, the 15 most wanted fugitive list, that's the worst of the worst. When I was a kid and I used to have to run into the post office, I'd always look at that most wanted flip-through chart they had. And boy, some of those people look scary, so it is no joke. David Sweat, Richard Matt, where are you? Nobody can seem to uncover them. Could have found a shack, could have found a place to hide and move, which all those scenarios seem like they could be true. But with the amount of manpower they had trying to track them down, it's surprising. So they may have had a good tail end of the plan that's working for them wherever they are, which could be New York, could be someplace else. This massacre leaves nothing but questions. I mean, nothing but questions. Gives me a headache just to think about it. It's so bloody sad. So incredibly sad. This conspiracy, then ultimately getting away, but getting away to what? Doubtful they're in somebody else's car, unless they took it from him, but there was no reports of that. And there would be, for sure. But there wasn't. Then here's this story about New York. New York City officials are saying that they stopped an apparent escape plot involving 64 bed sheets. That's what they found. They stopped a jailbreak at a detention center because of what they found. That's getting clever. What can we do with the bed sheets? Ernest Murphy, waiting on trial for an attempted murder charge, had the sheets stashed under a sink in his cell at the Manhattan Detention Center when all of that unfolded. Because when it was discovered, he wasn't escaping, obviously, but he had talked about escaping. So they were prepared, I guess, for either or. 2 weeks of a manhunt. 2 weeks. Still not caught. The search of the prison cells, by the way, turned up a blade, a pen with a sharpened tip, marijuana, a scale for weighing drugs. And so it goes. The investigation goes on and on and on. Hang with us. More coming your way next here on ATN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yeah. How many are they going to end up training because they can't find the people? So what happens if they can't find enough people? What do? Do we keep pouring money into the program and not have enough rebels to arm to fight? And it certainly is looking that way. The train and equip program is tripped. Train, equip, trip. That's what it is. And unfortunately, it's a slow drip with your cash in mind. What are we doing? I mean, what are we doing? It's terrible what's happening, by the way, to Christians over there, meaning these places that the ISIS thugs are taking over. And that's a polite way to put it. So at what point do we say, well, we have to stop this insanity? Where are we going? How do we end this? What do we do? I mean, what do we do? It's got to be an answer, right? And it's pretty dramatic now if you think about it, because we've got thousands of people that we've put in place to train the people that aren't there to train. It's like putting on a big concert that you've planned forever for. You've talked about it, gave some tickets away, everything. It's a great value, and no one shows up. And you're stuck holding the bag. Only lives are at stake here. Lives are at stake. And that's the sad part, especially the innocence. Mixed into all of this. Awful. Awful, awful, awful for them. All right, as we zig and zag in a couple different directions, if you want to react, of course you always can. Throw in your two cents. Do you finally just say, I give. Forget it. This is ridiculous. How much are we going to spend? And we're not going anywhere except for round and round in circles. There was a song about that. Round and round. You've heard it, right? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to jump on the phone lines. I mentioned this, especially in our last hour. It's awful what's happened in Charleston, South Carolina. But and they captured the suspect in North Carolina where he was from. You've got the shooter's uncle saying that he got the gun as a birthday gift and he was a loner kind of guy. I mean, here we go again with these descriptions that's what my nephew was, right? So it took him a while to track him down, but they did. Dylan Roof, 21 years old. Fatally kills, boom, 9 people, historic church, black church in South Carolina. Got the gun by his dad, 21st present. Descriptions of him. Quiet, soft-spoken. Nice enough. And everybody in the family says, and can you imagine what it's like for that family, that they'd never seen anything like that coming. Never. And his family is saying, look, he has to pay for this. Has to pay for it. The only thing that's coming out is just saying that with the quiet thing that he's super introverted. His sister, his mother said that he was too introverted and he didn't have a job, a driver's license, blah, blah, blah. He was just in his room a lot of the times is what he was described as. By somebody who knew him, that's pretty much how he was living for a long, those teen years, 19, 20, et cetera. So, I mean, the FBI is asking a lot of questions. Of course, they're asking a lot of questions. This is what happens. How does this happen? What can they find out? We know who the guy is. Why did he do it? What pushes him to do this? What pushes a 21-year-old to do this? What could the possible motive be? The pastor of that church's cousin said that the motive was in hearing, what was being screamed out. Was one of the things that was said is, and this is one of the survivors, he reloaded 5 different times. And they were trying to talk him out of killing people. And he said, I just have to do it. He said, you rape our women and you're taking over our country and you have to go. Oh, my. That's it. That's what he said. Whew. So, of course, what does it sound like? Loud noises, boom, boom. He reloads and people are yelling and they can't get away and they're targets. And, now it's become the gun debate again, that it's about the guns. So if we had stricter gun laws, this wouldn't happen. You're hearing overseas in the BBC and other talk shows where they're talking about in the United States why with these guns. And you know how I feel about that. I don't think you take rights away from people. I think it's dangerous when you start to take rights away. I'm for responsible gun ownership, and you could laugh at that and say, well, what's responsible gun ownership? I mean, how about just reasonably making sure as much as you can on the gun thing? All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Very excited right now, though, to go to Israel. Chris Mitchell is in our virtual green room in Israel. He's the author of a new book, Destination Jerusalem, ISIS, Convert or Die, Christian Persecution and Preparing for the Days Ahead. Chris is serves as the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem. Chris, thanks for popping on.
It's great to be with you, Kate.
So tell me what you're seeing, because obviously you're there on the ground and your eyes are better than some of the things that are being reported back. But I heard it's stunning what's happening to Christian people.
It is. It's something that hasn't happened like this in centuries. We were there last year after Mosul fell, when ISIS took it over just over a year ago. We were back there in August and had the opportunity to talk to people face to face, who were given four choices. They could either leave the homes that they lived in for years or generations. They could stay, but they would have to pay what's called the jizya tax, which is the Islamic tax for infidels. They could convert to Islam by saying what's called the shahada, the Islamic creed in front of two witnesses, or they could die by the sword. So literally more than 100,000 people have fled. Many have died. And now they're living in sort of a limbo kind of situation in places like Jordan and Lebanon or northern Kurdistan. So this is something that we haven't seen in a long, long time.
Yeah. Now how about this now? The Pentagon saying that they were trying to train these Syrian rebels and this was going to be the big thing and we have the training site set up, but now there's not enough people signing up and they can't be vetted. That's not good news at all in this effort to try to stop ISIS, right?
Not good news at all. In fact, and then they have 450, I guess, trainers going, and I think that's pretty will be an ineffective strategy. The air attacks that they have right now probably aren't enough to really blunt ISIS. We were just up on the northern border just a few days ago with Israel and Syria. And ISIS and other Islamic groups are making significant advances inside Syria right now, because what's happening is Bashar Assad, his forces are losing ground and they're retrenching and pulling back to the capital of Damascus. So the latest is that there's another ethnic group called the Druze that are really in harm's way right now inside Syria. And there's many Druze, some of their ethnic fellow countrymen, so to speak, on the Israel side of the border that really want to go inside Syria to help their relatives and friends. And so that might be the next flashpoint right now here in the Middle East.
Yeah. We only have a couple of seconds left because I don't want to keep you. But can you hang for a second and we'll flip over on the on the flip side? Awesome, Chris. Thank you. All right. Stay with us. Chris Mitchell. We want to hear more about his book. I want to hear about this. And, you know, we've had so many people on to talk about what they're seeing. And there he is on the ground. So excited to have him with us. He is the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem. Don't go away.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
All right, thanks for hanging with us. Very thrilled to have with us. I think he's terrific, is Chris Mitchell. He is the author of the new book, Destination Jerusalem, ISIS, Convert or Die, Christian Persecution, and Preparing for the Days Ahead. And he is the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem. Hey, we got a couple of people that sent me some emails, Chris, and they had questions. One, I got this one from Mac, who says, Chris, thanks for coming on Kate's show. And from where you sit, is the ISIS problem even worse than we are hearing in the United States?
I think it is. And I think what people don't understand is what their goals are. And I'll tell you about an interview we had one time just about a year ago with a former Iraqi soldier named Shah Alan. And he was in intelligence, and he interrogated many of the ISIS prisoners they captured before they actually abandoned the town of Mosul. And he said that the goals of ISIS, according to what they said, was, first of all, they want to take over Iraq and Syria. Then their next goal is to take over Europe, and eventually they want to take over the United States. I think people underestimate their goals, and I think that it's not just a problem over here in the Middle East. It's a problem around the world, and especially for the United States, because I think the U.S. is the number one enemy that they need to defeat. So I think we may be underestimating their goals and their motivation. They're highly motivated, and if they ever get, for example, a dirty bomb, which right now there's estimated they have maybe enough uranium that they've captured from hospitals or other institutions, they're motivated to go ahead and use something like that.
Wow. Got this one from Jake listening to us, Chris, in Austin. And he says, Chris, What do you think the president is doing wrong, and what should we be doing from your point of view as a guy who's covering all of this?
Well, what I think he's doing wrong is, first of all, one of the chapters in the book is called Know Your Enemy. And I think back in September 2014, when he addressed the situation of ISIS in a major speech, he said that ISIS was not Islamic. And ISIS, according to other Muslims, and especially Muslims who are former Muslims who have grown up in that faith and recognize what ISIS is, say they are following the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad to the letter in many ways. So it very is much as an Islamic group. So I think that kind of muddies the water by what he's saying. The other thing I think he's doing is probably doing just the minimum he can until he gets out of office and leave this for the next president. And I think that's these air attacks are minimal. The 450 trainers that are going, plus the other soldiers that are there, will be ineffective to really degrade and destroy, which is the goal of the administration, to defeat ISIS. And I don't think that's going to happen. The other thing I think, Kate, in the whole thing of the geopolitics is the negotiations, the Iran nuclear negotiations right now are dominating, I think, their policy and their strategy. And I think in that regard, they're not really addressing ISIS and the threat here in the Middle East.
Yeah. You're in Jerusalem, and what's it like in Jerusalem? The Israelis certainly don't want any part of this, and they want to keep ISIS as far away as possible, I would imagine. And they're watching this all unfold, and it's pretty scary and pretty close.
Yeah, I think from an Israeli perspective, they see the Iranian threat as a much bigger danger to them.
Yeah.
And they're very concerned about the negotiations that are going on and the reported concessions that are happening. And that's just about 10 days away, the latest deadline of this agreement they're going to have. They are concerned about ISIS on their borders. As I was saying, I was up on the northern border just a few days ago, and ISIS is making significant gains near the Syrian border. And they want to keep out of the Syrian civil war, but they might be dragged into it up there because of what's happening. But they obviously have been dealing with enemies for a long time. Hamas on their southern border, Hezbollah on the northern border, now ISIS on the Syrian border. So they're used to it. Actually, if you came to Jerusalem, I think you'd have a wonderful time. People, in fact, just a friend of mine was here visiting for the very first time a week, just a few days ago, and he was amazed at the peace that you experience when you're going around Jerusalem and the sense of security. It's not maybe what you'd expect being surrounded by enemies, but Israelis have learned to live with this for a long time.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to take the show to Israel, so if we get out there, we'll definitely look
Great.
You up. Tell me more about your book. The listeners are interested in that.
Well, I wrote the book for three reasons. When we were there in northern Iraq last June and then August, I really felt that there were three reasons I should write this book. And the first one was to tell people about ISIS and what their goals are and how they got started. The second reason was to tell people about what's happening to persecuted Christians here in the Middle East. I think people need to understand what's happening to them, and as well as other ethnic groups like the Yazidis. And the third reason I wrote the book was to help people prepare for the days ahead. We live in dark and dangerous days here in the Middle East, but also this is coming to the United States. We've seen that in Garland, Texas a few weeks ago. We've seen it in Ottawa, Canada, London, Sydney, these kind of quote-unquote lone wolf terror attacks. I think this is something that we're going to have to deal with as we go forward, and I want to help people prepare. That's why I wrote the book.
Great. And how can people get a copy of the book?
Well, they can go to DestinationJerusalemBook.com, our website, or they can go to Amazon.com, either of those places, and pretty soon it should be in some places like Barnes & Noble, we hope.
Awesome. Chris Mitchell, thanks so much for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Hope to see you here in Israel.
Yep, I will definitely give you a jingle. Thanks, Chris.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
All right, good stuff. He went deep with us, and certainly you heard what Chris had to say about ISIS and that, in fact, the threat is is they're highly motivated, and this is a serious, they're a serious menace to not just where they are now, Iraq and Syria, but also Europe and obviously the United States. And what's just happened with the training, how that's been a big flop so far at this point. So where does this ultimately all end up? And on that note, who's ever next as president and gets to hear this song is, yeah, is the person, whoever is the chief, gets to deal with ISIS, because trust me, that's not going to be over. That's why there was no timeline when we jumped into the ISIS fray, meaning the coalition. So whoever is elected president, how they deal with foreign leaders and foreign affairs just in general is huge. Not that it always hasn't been a piece of the equation, a big piece of the equation, but I think bigger than ever. Because ISIS is even different, one step in a different direction than Al-Qaeda. And, you know, you chop up the snake and another snake pops up. We know this. It is crazy whack-a-mole, and I call it the quicksands of the Middle East. But that quicksand is quicksand that is coming here to the United States. Right now, thank goodness, thanks to, frankly, a lot of great intelligence people, we've had some potential disasters thwarted. Thanks to that, and then also some terrorists who had no idea what they were doing when it came to actually pulling it off in a couple of cases, like, I guess the one that really always pops to mind is the Abdullah Muttalib, the guy who was on the plane Christmas Day several years ago and would have blown up that plane that was coming into Detroit, which would have been unspeakable, right? But didn't happen. The underwear bomber nickname, his nickname, because he didn't have everything set up correctly. Otherwise, that would have been it for the people on that flight, most likely. So when we sit here and we talk about 2016, whoever occupies the Oval Office is more important than ever. We live in that 140-character crazy town world. Everything is fast, fast, fast. Decisions have to be made fast. Relationships, passing laws, including the right people. And how about this one? To me, the president, frankly, and I would love for people to chime in on this, the president is only as good as his cabinet. Did you hear what I said? Only as good as the cabinet. Because the president has to be a good delegator and a great decision maker on talent. Talent necessary to fill key roles in a war room. Who is the Secretary of Defense? And then on down the line around that cabinet table. That's the reason why there is a cabinet. So it would be like an incredible mastermind group with way more on the line. So whoever becomes president, if they're owing all their friends favors, who are their friends? Who are the people that are going to get appointed to these spots? Who are the people that, yeah, have to get the rubber stamp, but are probably the choices? Those are things to look at. And foreign policy is huge. Where do they stand when it comes to defense? Who would they put in place? Big questions. So the Hail to the Chief song is significant in whoever takes the reins from Barack Obama inherits a whole bunch of in-the-middle decisions. And ISIS is one of them, because we're burning through money in this training that's not working so far. How long do we continue to do that? All right, hang with us. We're talking about Ramadan next, yeah, on America Tonight.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Talking about it here on America Tonight, as we've had so many conversations about misinformation, unfortunately terrible things that have happened in the Muslim community, and the fact that I say this all the time, we need education, we need to talk about it, we need to learn more about it, etc. So Sam Mock is with us, and it's interesting, Sam's background, incredibly interesting. She's an experienced diversity and multicultural trainer and facilitator. In fact, after 9/11, she was asked to do a presentation on Islam for her children's school. And smartly, she developed a video series on questions about Islam and speaks to lots of community groups and international organizations as well about the rights of Muslim women. Sam, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Okay, so let's talk about the holiday first, Ramadan. I think there's confusion over that, certainly if you don't know much about it. It's for an entire month, and explain the significance of it and what happens.
Okay, so in Islam, you have a lunar calendar, and Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar calendar. And what's neat about it is it's the month that we believe the Quran was given. So that's basically the significance. So what Muslims do is we fast from dawn to sunset. So right now, dawn's about 3:30 in the morning, and then sunset is going to be maybe around 8 or 8:30.
Wow. All right. So, and especially obviously in the Middle East in certain areas, I mean, just huge with the amount of people. There's that trip to Mecca, et cetera. Have you ever made that trip to Mecca?
Yes, I was actually in Mecca in 2008, and it was awesome. Now, the last 10 days of Ramadan, a lot of people will go to Mecca, but usually it's just about fasting. And so what we do is we can't eat, we can't drink, so no water, and you can't lose your temper. That's the hardest part, Kate. you're like 4 o'clock, and you're like hungry, and you're thirsty, and your kids come home, and, they're not listening. You just can't get mad. You can't do any of that stuff. And then basically it's solidarity. There are a lot of people in America that go to work hungry, that ride the bus hungry, and this is our solidarity with them, knowing what it's like to go through day after day, hungry and still having to perform.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So as that takes place and for a lot of people, it's this video and now, there's much more of an understanding of that. I mentioned after 9/11 that you went to your children's school and actually did a presentation. Do you think there's a lot of, and I do, I say this all the time, whenever there's an incident and something happens, and you know this, then sort of the antenna goes off and people freak out and say, well, look at what the Quran's preaching and look what's happening. And of course, we're talking about ISIS or other groups like that. And I'll say, no, there's plenty of peaceful, wonderful Muslim folks who don't believe in any of that, and that's not true. That's an excuse for using that interpretation of the Quran. Do you feel like there still is a lot of that misinformation out there and some of that anger, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe there is some anger, but I think, we're about 14 years out of 9/11, and I think people are now also looking for understanding. Like, that stuff was working in the beginning, but people are just wondering, like, one-fourth of the world's population is Muslim, and they are seeing examples of people that are not like that. So I think America is for religious freedom. I think America, great people, loving, caring people, and I think, eventually, the pendulum is swinging back and forth, but eventually we're going to come to an equilibrium of understanding and peace.
There you go. That's a great thought anyway across the board. You say that that a lot of people are surprised at how much there is in common between Islam, Christianity, and the Jewish faith.
Oh, totally. I don't think they kind of think like Muslims are kind of out there, a totally different faith. Mm-hmm. But what they may not realize is as far as Christianity, we believe in the virgin birth. We believe in the second coming of Christ. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is one of the two people mentioned in the Quran that are going to heaven. I mean, like everyone else in the Quran, even Prophet Muhammad of Islam, it says, I don't know. But Mary is mentioned as one of the two people in the Quran that is guaranteed a spot in heaven. So huge, huge respect for Jesus Christ, great role model, amazing leader, great message of love, great message of peace. And then again, for Jews, I mean, it's just so much in common. We have the dietary restrictions, huge respect for Moses, David, Solomon, all the Jewish, all the messengers that came. So a lot in common that way. And of course, we have Adam and Eve and Noah. So several things along that line as well.
We're speaking with Sam Mock here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and we're talking about Ramadan and talking about the Muslim faith. Do you think that in saying that and weaving in, okay, there's some similarities here, by explaining a lot of this and getting that message out, that's helped? Because you're somebody that does it, but there are other people that do that as well. And as you said, you see the pendulum swing back and forth. Is that one of the many things that should happen and continue to happen in this country?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I've been in the United States. I was born in Pakistan, and I've been in the United States for 40 years. So I've seen all sorts of things. When I was in elementary school, people thought an Afghan was a woven blanket. Crocheting was in. And I used to tell people I was from Pakistan, and they're like, what? At least the worlds have collided. So we are better in our geography. We are better in our terminology. People have at least heard of Islam. So I think, that's important. What the Muslims teaching on all of this, take this that perspective, is, God's been making Jews for over 4,000 years. God's been been making Buddhists for over 4,000 years, Hindus, you know, indigenous religions even longer than that, Christians for over 2,000 years, and Muslims for over 1,500 years. You know, this is how God planned it. And according to the Quran, the best people are the ones that get to know each other, learn from each other, you know, celebrate each other's differences, and that's the way to live.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, great thoughts. I absolutely agree with you 100%. When you put your video series together, what'd you put on the video?
So, just basics about Islam because, you know, for example, like if you have a Muslim friend over for dinner, what should you serve? Like, Muslims don't eat pork. Muslims don't drink. A lot of my friends will have me over for dinner, but they'll put, like, bacon bits in their salad. Like, those from the family, like, good to eat. You know, so just, like, little things about cultural differences that way, about dietary restrictions. Like, and also in Ramadan, you know, people are not fasting, they're not drinking. I'll tell you, when you are fasting and super hungry, your nose is so much more powerful. I can smell french fries like 2 miles down the road.
I bet. Yeah.
So just eating in front of all like fasting and just common courtesies, things like that. And then, you know, the basic tenets of Islam and what we have in common, because there's so much out there and saying, you know, here's the little differences we have, but yeah, but we're also human beings. We also love God. We also love this country, and we also want to do good for each other. So we have a lot in common.
There you go. How about Muslim women? Because certainly that's one of the things we see, some horrific things that happen, for example, in Pakistan or other areas, whether it's stoning or some other thing that happens, and then that becomes a big story. Do you think Muslim women, certainly in this country, but in Middle Eastern countries, are starting to find a footing, or are you trying to help them? What's going on with that?
Okay, so, you know, the portrayal that you see of women in the Western media is kind of all the crimes committed against women.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing, Kate, that in the faith that is anti-women. For example, right now under Sharia law, Islamic law, I actually have more rights as a woman under Islamic law than I have under U.S. law of 2015. I mean, under Sharia law, everything I own is mine. My husband has no say on that. Half of everything he owns is mine. I can initiate divorce. I can choose who I want to marry. I can put anything in my marriage contract. I can put stuff like I don't do housework. I can, you know, I mean, I have full rights there. The Quran in 610 AD gave women the right to vote. So, I mean, religiously speaking, there's nothing like that. But do I think that you've got, you know, places where men are abusing women and they're trying to find ways to twist it instead of saying, I abuse my wife, the faith abuses my wife? Yeah, I think you see a lot of that in that world. And you also have to understand, most of these countries, I mean, you've got illiteracy rates of maybe 60-70%.
Yeah.
So even though they're technically Muslim, I mean, they can't even read and write, so they have no idea what is actually written or said.
Wow. Yeah. So confusion, once again, like we were talking about at the top.
Yeah.
Excellent information. Thanks so much, Sam, for coming on the show, and happy Ramadan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.